Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Carol Wellsman, and you are listening to The Cool Jazz Set on one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of this great American art.
Oh, thanks, Carol. Carol Wellsman, one of my all-time favorites. Marvelous piano player and great singer. And she's very much in the same mode as Diana Krall. They both sing so well and play such great piano, and they're both very easy on their eyes, as a good bass player friend of mine said. So we'll get started tonight with that featured artist, Ms. Carol Wellsman. This is Too Close for Comfort.
Don't upset your card when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet, and don't go off your feet. He's so close for comfort.
Thank you.
And the Martin Wynn Quintet from his album Salt and Pepper, featuring Scott Robinson on tenor sax, Bill Conliffe, the great pianist, Greg Hutchinson on drums, and the leader and the bassist, Martin Wynn, also a good friend. And that was Bill Evans' tune entitled Turn Out the Stars. Up next, a 1975 recording by the Bill Evans Quintet. And that features Bill Evans on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Harold Land on tenor sax, Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a tune called Bass Face. And this is the second time around. Thank you.
Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet here in this romantic setting, they're so hypnotized by the summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Oh, you and I, and moonlight in the
Reagan Brock, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful.
And one of my favorite bass players and singers, Reagan Brock on bass, and the very wonderful Lena Cicely on voice, Moonlight in Vermont, live recording. And they so sound so good together. Okay, let's see up next. Our featured artist, Miss Carol Wellsman. This is another album that I like very much, called The Language of Love, and this is Slow Boat to China, and this is Miss Carol Wellsman.
I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself, alone, to have you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore, out on the briny moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. Darling, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Tweet, tweet, do do. Alone.
That was a nice recording by the Nick Finzer Group. Nick Finzer on trombone, Victor Gold on piano, Alec Wentz on guitar, Dave Barron on bass, and Jimmy McBride on drums. And on clarinet and all that, Lucas Pino. And the title of the album is No Arrival. It's on the Positone record label. Nick Finzer, F-I-N-Z-E-R. Up next, a trumpet player we all like here. He was just here in Richmond a couple of weeks ago. And we got to hear him live, Terrell Stafford, with his group out of New York. And this is a nice recording he did. And this is a tune you've heard, I know you've heard, called Blame It on My Youth. That's wrong.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond. They have a marvelous music program. Okay, let's see. Up next, here's a nice recording, a brand new recording by John Prue. He spells it P-R-O-U-L-X, John Prue. Album is titled Say It. And here's a nice website, too, johnprue.com. And this is from that album, and it's a tune called The Summer Knows, and it feels like summer right there now.
The summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. The summer knows. Summer's wise, she sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twists the world round her summer. Let you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. Summer's wise, she sees the down within your eyes, and so she takes her summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twists the world round her summer feet. Learned your lesson well. There's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. last caress. It's time to dress for fall.
Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marion, for that timely message. Music education is so important. And I hope if you have kids or if you're a kid and you get a chance to take some music lessons, or go to a great school with a music program like University of Richmond, I hope you'll take advantage of that. We just heard a nice recording by the Kenny Barron Quintet. Kenny Barron on piano is his brand new release called Concentric Circles. And we heard him along with Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass, Jonathan Blake on drums, Mike Rodriguez on trumpet, and Dana Stevens on sax, and of course Kenny on piano. The title of that tune was something he wrote called Blue Waters. Okay, we'll finish out this first hour with a favorite of ours, and we've had some requests to play this. Miss Diana Krall from her brand new album, Turn Up the Quiet, and this is It Must Have Been Moon Glow.
heavenly song seemed to come from everywhere.
And that was Miss Diana Krall, Moon Glow. Well, stay tuned for our second hour.